Wednesday at the Methodist Training Center, the Texans return to work. They're still in playoff mode, taking on the New England Patriots in the divisional round. They have quite a test in front of them on both sides of the football, namely with quarterback Tom Brady and nose tackle Vince Wilfork.
Wilfork's a lot bigger. Gino's a quick guy, gets off the ball and tries to disrupt it right off the bat. Wilfork's a guy that plays with you, then tries to make play right. He reads you and makes the play. So, Gino, you had to get on him quick, and so he didn't expose you up the field.
We just keep throwing things at him. You know, hopefully we can keep him off balance. One of the things that we were successful at last weekend against the Bengals is we did, you know, we were in, the score was in our favor or relatively equal, so we can run pass. Those are the best options. When you get to an all pass, it makes it difficult for the offensive line when you have people as talented as Atkins and certainly Wolfolk.
They spread the field, but they do it a lot of different ways. You know, they do it with two tight ends. They've done it with three tight ends before. Their backs are very, very good receivers. So, you know, a lot of times when teams spread the field, you're seeing four wides, five wides. These guys spread it with big people. So it makes those matchups inside when you're banging on those linebackers and people like that. It makes it very tough.
You know, the biggest thing is just get lined up right. You know, they move at such a fast pace, and they have a lot of different alignments with their, you know, all the tight ends they use. And, you know, they got a bunch of versatile players. So the biggest thing is just knowing your job and getting lined up in time, you know, and then just doing your responsibility because they beat a lot of teams by just, you know, not making mistakes and waiting for other teams to do it.
I mean, I think you take every game and you just look at it and you study it and you see what they did and, you see things they like to do and things they try to do against you, and you know you prepare for it. But obviously, they're probably not going to do the same things, and so you just have to prepare for formations and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, when the ball is snapped, you have to execute. Whether you're covering somebody man to man or you're playing a certain zone, you just have to execute it
to win the game. I mean, you're going to need some turnovers, some big plays, and you know, just like we had last week. And, you know, those are always the difference, you know, just the turnover, you know, winning the turnover battles, you know, probably the biggest one.
And as for the idea of the Texans being underdogs, two of the team leaders, J.J. Watt and Andre Johnson, shared their take on it.
A lot of people think we don't have a chance, so I just laugh at it. But, you know, we'll be ready. You have to go out and play. So, I mean, just like people said, I was old, but I finished second in the league in yards because, I mean, it doesn't matter what people say. You got to go out and play the game. And that's the only way it gets done. You got to go out and play the game. And that's pretty much it.
Love it. I mean, I love doing things people tell me I can't. That's a great feeling. And right now there's a whole lot of people telling us what we can't do. Well, I see a lot of guys in this locker room working hard to prove what we can do. And even if it's just us 53 in there believing in it, that's all it takes. And we're going to go up there. We're going to have a heck of a week of practice here. And we're going to go up there and we're going to put our best foot forward. And we're going to play one hell of a football game.